This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The people and monkeys say we people around. You are in the right place for Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio show where you can talk about, well, whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also get us in our Discord call-in lines at discord.lrn.fm. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts here in moments. With you in the studio tonight,
it's Ian.
And?
Nobody.
And I am the captain, the Reverend Captain, the Reverend Captain Kickass of all people.
I got a few more quotes from Donald Trump if you want to hear them, too, about what he intends to do with military members in the streets.
I do want to hear that, but first, I wanted to tell you that Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Well, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So please, Ian, regale us with more of the Orange One's verbal gymnastics.
There's a story over at ABC News where Donald Trump has said that he is putting the military into the streets, specifically of Washington, D.C. And now, of course, the big question is, can, you know, is in under their system, can they legally do that? And
since
probably
D.C. isn't technically a state, they probably don't have their own National Guard to deploy, right?
It's basically D.C. is the federal government.
Right. I mean,
that is their territory.
They're like the Vatican of the federal U.S. federal government.
So I would guess you could do that. That's why he does say that he could use the so-called Insurrection Act from 1807 to put the military in the rest of the United States. And further, he says, quote, you have to, he told the nation's governors on a call on Monday they need to, quote, dominate, unquote, over the ongoing situation of unrest and has related the situation to a military conflict, saying, quote, you have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks. You have to dominate. At another point, he says, quote, it is a war in a certain sense, and we're going to end it fast, unquote. Well, that's what they thought they were going to do with Afghanistan, didn't they? Didn't they think they were going to end that fast?
Yeah, they thought Iraq was going to be over fast, too.
So it's not what they thought, it's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes, true.
What they thought was probably what they actually did, which is to make these things carry on forever and ever at great cost to all of the U.S. citizenry in the form of tax to pay for it all, and also the mortgaging of the future amongst the unborn children.
Trump said further that told the governors he's putting the Joint Chiefs Chairman Milley, his top military advisor, quote, in charge, unquote, of the response to the domestic protests. However, he did not explain what he meant by putting Milley in charge. The press secretary did little to clarify Trump's meaning except to tell ABC's chief White House correspondent that the federal government would be deploying, quote, additional federal assets, unquote, and that Milley would play a role in a central command center to coordinate responses on the local level. She also sought to downplay his call for domination of the streets, saying that his interest in calling for the greater National Guard activation isn't to squelch protests, but to allow them to proceed peacefully. See, that's what he's just there protecting your right to protest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gee, thanks, Donald. As I feel so much safer now.
As if the military is going to escort the protesters.
They're going to prevent the police from randomly tear gassing the protesters. Is that what they're going to do?
Yeah, I don't buy any of that.
I don't think that's what they're going
to
do.
Let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live and go to your calls and your thoughts. Dave, 41, is calling on our Discord call-in line. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm sometimes also referred to as Ridley.
Hey, Mr. Ridley, how you doing? How's the report?
Yeah. Been worse? Oh, yeah, I got a huge backlog of police state material that I'm trying to air a video a day, but really should be probably...
You are loaded with good footage these days, Dave, over at RidleyReport.com. I was watching some of your more recent output last night. It was great.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, what's on your mind tonight, Dave?
I was trying to think what I should do, in response to this unrest and the looting in particular. And I thought, I think I'm going to schedule an open carry litter pickup.
What exactly is an open carry litter pickup?
So it's just what it says. There's not much elaboration needed. You just, invite people in your neighborhood. They strap on their firearms and come clean up the sidewalks. And
I see.
So we've done this before, maybe 10 years ago or so, we did a few of them in Manchester, and they got quite a bit of media attention, and we got a lot of hits on the channel.
That was our go-to tactic in those days when open carriers were harassed, and it pretty much put an end to the harassment of over open carriers. The police did not like it, and so they left us alone.
Yeah, but they got, usually we would clean up the areas around their police station. But yeah, this would send, I just think this might send a nice message to, any aspiring looters in the, in town, but also help clean up the road and get some of us neighbors more familiar with each other.
Yeah.
So, we should be doing something. We say the military is not needed. We should be doing something ourselves.
I agree. That's a great point. What do you think happened to, the folks who own these businesses that got looted? I know that, like, in certain areas, I got some, word from the Seattle area that they're, boarding up some businesses in advance of the protests. What do you think happened to the people protecting their own businesses, arming themselves and standing in front of their businesses to try and prevent some of this?
I bet a lot of them did pretty well, and no one's going to hear about it, right? Because they just did it, and the media doesn't like to talk about that too much, and... it's just kind of like how, you think about how those FBI statistics that were covered up that were determining that about 1 million Americans per year were using a firearm to stop a violent crime without hurting anyone.
Yeah.
And that they covered up the statistics, but they came out, and it's the same way with the store owners, using, firearms to protect their building. That's not going to be the thing that makes the news usually.
Right, right. All right, any final thoughts tonight, Dave?
I think I'll schedule it for either Thursday or Saturday. I haven't decided which here in Winchester. So, a lot of people can't get here, but you guys can get here.
Yeah, let us know. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, have a good night, Dave. Thanks for the call. So, that is a great idea, actually. I like Dave's idea. There's, the armed litter pickup, open carry thing. Yeah, I mean, it serves several purposes. Like you said, that's a pretty good idea. It'd be nice to get something like that going in multiple neighborhoods simultaneously. Coordinate that somehow, with other cities and other, states even, if possible. That'd be a win-win situation. But let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. We've got Andrew calling from Denver, Colorado. Andrew, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey guys, I was just calling in regards to you guys were speaking about when it's okay to defend yourself against a police officer, and I can see both sides of what Ian's saying, and what Nobody and Melanie and them were saying. I mean,
nobody's saying
as,
that.
Right. Well, as all those reports were saying and stuff, like, they are declaring war on us, and their job is to constantly make war with the people. But at the same time, I see where you're coming from, Ian. And, I'm actually reading the book you guys are talking about right now, The The Greatest Superstition.
Nice. Great book.
Yeah, and a lot of these people, they're under a delusion. They believe in that superstition of authority, and our main focus needs to be on changing their minds and getting rid of that delusion, because we can never have a free society until most of us have, gotten rid of that illusion.
Well said. I couldn't agree more. Well said, Andrew. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, we've got more coming up.
My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house, so I will always endorse Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. Why wait? Save your dog from being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition. Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are well into the third and final hour of tonight's live, the Free Talk Live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go to your calls and your thoughts in moments. But first, I wanted to tell you about ForkFest 2020.
It's happening.
It is happening. And in fact, it appears as if it is beginning to encompass or at least work in cooperation-ish with ForkFest?
The Porcupine Freedom Festival?
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, so, which starts in 3 weeks, by the way.
It's coming up quick as part of your dystopian summer. This might be the only event of its kind that you are able to attend.
The utopian moment of the dystopian summer.
Correct. An interesting perspective, nobody. Thank you. But you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th, or what's the new date?
June 22nd is the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
June 22nd until July 5th for
so
ForkFest 2020.
Some people are going to go for the whole 2 weeks. They're going to start on the 22nd. So we're going to do Free Talk Live. Will be broadcasting for both weeks. The Porcupine Freedom Festival ends on the 28th, and ForkFest is the only festival that happens from the 29th through the 5th. But there's sort of like an extended ForkFest that can start on the 22nd now because the Porcupine Freedom Festival has rolled back their efforts this year. They've had due to the various circumstances, they've had to slim down their event quite a bit, and that means the campground is now open again, as it once was during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where you could just go and camp and not do the
Porkfest thing,
if you wanted to, and now that will be an option again.
Well, and then ForkFest itself is decentralized, which means no one is in charge, and that also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? I can't think of anywhere else I would rather be. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And in the spirit of letting others know in advance, it appears as if I may be planning something.
I was just about to ask you.
I'm not going to say what
it
is.
I thought you were up to something.
There are two other people.
You and someone else who's on the show.
Myself and two other hosts.
Uh-huh. True. We're
attempting to do a thing. We're in a bit of a crunch for time.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
And so we're having to really, really, really work really hard and really bust our asses to try and get something together. So I'm reluctant to say exactly what it is, but, I mean, if you know me, you might have an idea. So stay tuned for more of that when we get closer, I'm sure.
It's something, I'll say, that has been missing from the previous ForkFests.
And not having been to one, it would be a hell of a way for me to christen it, I think.
There you go.
So I'm sure one of the three of us will spill the beans at some point, so let me just tease you with that tonight. And we'll move right on into... Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm the Reverend Captain Kickass, and you are...
I'm Ian.
And you are...
I'm nobody.
And we are your hosts tonight. Let's go right back to your calls and your thoughts, shall we? How about Dave from Jackson, Michigan, listening on WKHM. Dave, what's on your mind?
Checking in from Jackson, Michigan.
Hey,
now,
Dave.
Is it
hey,
the illustrious Reverend, or how do you need to be?
Well,
if
I get my honorary doctorate, then I would be the Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass. So I'm just waiting on somebody to bestow an honorary doctorate on me so I can claim that.
And then just Ian. Update Jackson, Michigan. I don't see any military tanks heading south down Lansing Avenue into Jackson, Michigan. Yeah,
are they all heading north?
I, I may be.
I expect that if military tanks do show up, they will likely be targeting Detroit before any other city in Michigan.
I would say Flint would be high on that list, too. That's might the, even maybe even before
fix, and that's Detroit. The tanks
fix
you get.
Our damn fix our damn roads is what Whitmer campaigned on. If tanks
oh, really?
Come down Lansing Ave right now, they're already rough. Still turned into gravel.
Sure
but
will.
There's nothing major. There was about 400 people in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
In front of the police station, I took photographs. Seemed to be peaceful. I've been in contact with a lot of people. I don't Facebook and any of that. I'm too old for that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't understand how to operate it. But nothing major so far, although it's just getting dark here.
Yeah, that was true here in New Hampshire on the weekend.
Fuel it up with drugs, alcohol, and being mad in general is a triple effect in Michigan. The damn failures in Midland. Of course, this thing called COVID, Corona, crockpot, virus.
Yeah,
the panic.
And Governor Whitmer now starting to rescind over 100 executive orders. Now she's starting to rescind some of those. You know why? She's running out of money and backbone.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
How is she running out of money? I mean, she's in the government. They can just tax people.
She's a politician.
The tax coffers, the state of Michigan, and all the other public entities, including townships and small villages, don't have the dough.
Really?
They shut down the economy, so they killed the goose, which laid the golden egg.
When do property tax bills come out there? Is it once or twice a year?
In the city of Jackson's twice, winter and summer.
Okay. So have they hit yet? Have they come out for summer?
I don't own a residence in the city.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the question
that's
going to
be the big question is, when the property tax bills come out, how many people are going to not pay?
I know. Forget about all the credit card debt and all that.
Right.
And here's what they are going to underestimate that so far, because it's not that bad. They want to get reelected. Although the Jackson City Council is supposed to be nonpartisan, it's partisan.
No, yeah. I was questioning whether or not your illustrious leader there actually had a spine, being she's a politician.
Of course not.
All right, David, any
Thanks
final
for the
thoughts?
Update, man.
Yeah. Let's pray. Let's try to talk it out. Look at, a friend of mine's involved in this. Look at H.R. Bill 40, which is at the United States Congress. And it has with at least talking about reparations. I'm not totally in favor of it.
Reparations to who?
That's the whole question. We got to start talking about it because reparations for what?
Man, that's my question.
Wait a minute. 40 acres and a mule? 40 acres and a mule? No, this is 2020.
Well, there is one still living organization that contributed to 400 years of abuse of black folks, and that's the federal government. So I wouldn't say that they don't owe any reparations.
Thank you for the call tonight, David. Have a good night.
Yeah, but they pay from our dollars, not theirs.
We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump stepped out onto the White House lawn just as protesters were being pushed away from the perimeter of the White House. He said he believed in the peaceful protests around the country, but he also had every intention of stopping those who were committing crimes.
These are not acts of peaceful protests. These are acts of domestic terror.
President Trump also said he's taking immediate action and threatening to deploy the military if states don't send in the National Guard to stop protesting.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans.
Keep yourself updated right here. This is USA Radio News. Governor Andrew Cuomo warned New Yorkers gathering in ongoing protests that it's not time to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory during these mass gatherings.
And at the same time, we have a fundamental issue, which is we just spent 93 days limiting behavior, closing down, and now mass gatherings with thousands of people in close proximity 1 week before we're going to reopen New York City? What sense does this make?
Both Cuomo and New York Health Commissioner Howard Zucker said they're worried about a spike in coronavirus infections from the protest, but they are encouraged that the infection rate has already dropped to new low levels. The Supreme Court upheld the composition of the oversight board created to help Puerto Rico through its fiscal crisis, rejecting claims that the members' appointments violated the U.S. Constitution because they were not subject to Senate confirmation. The decision from the High Court was unanimous. Keep yourself up to date at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Tough guys, does it take to change a light bulb? None, because tough guys aren't afraid of the dark.
How many cops does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
None. They just beat the room for being black.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And we have been talking about all sorts of fun things, like the National Guard being rolled out. We've talked about...
Quick, somebody panic!
Yes, we've talked about the United States of Hysteria, or the UNH, as I like to call it, but we've only really sort of breezed over that. We've talked about when is it okay to shoot a cop, if ever. We've had lots of calls about that, and we have more of your calls and your thoughts coming up. But before we go there...
See, to
I
me, that's
like
such
to...
a simple question. You have a right to shoot a cop in defense... Exactly when you'd have a right to shoot anybody else in defense.
Correct.
They ain't special.
Right.
Badges don't grant extra rights.
Absolutely. And I wanted to take a minute just to say thank you to Chris R. He is a silver amplifier. And this also says a blogger? Is that right on the bottom here?
Yeah.
Is this Chris, the host?
Oh, that's Chris Friedman, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Chris, I mean, not only is he a blogger and a co-host sometimes,
yeah.
But he is also an amplifier. That is really awesome. Chris.
He's been really busy launching a convenience store here in the area. And
yeah, I was going to say, he's a businessman.
Isn't that convenient?
Yeah, well, it will be.
What a convenient
right now
excuse.
It's a big hassle.
Right. Yeah.
But a convenient excuse, right?
Yeah.
Well, we thank him for being a silver amplifier. If you don't know what an amplifier is, I will tell you, if you enjoy this program, you like the content, you find us hilarious, you find us compelling, you find us awkward, you find us horrific, whatever it is, if you're listening to us and you enjoy what we're doing, you can help us get on more radio stations by becoming an amplifier. Just visit amp.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5 a month. The money goes directly to getting us on more stations. So you know that I think it's a really good use of your Liberty dollar if you're into giving to charities and things of that nature. I think it is a really good use to spread the message of Liberty. You can learn more about that at amp.freetalklive.com. So thank you, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you've got Liberty dollars, I'm buying silver.
Oh, the actual Liberty dollars? Really?
Oh, yeah. I love those things.
Yes, those are nice. You know, I haven't heard anything about Knothouse in a long time.
He's basically retired. I mean,
yeah,
he destroyed
his
business.
Is working on Liberty Dollar 2.
No, I don't know if it's called Liberty Dollar 2. Is it?
I don't know what it's called, but
it's like
some sort of a sequel.
Crypto coin, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do what we do here at Free Talk Live. Go to your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Connie in Huntsville, Alabama, listening on 1250. Connie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I would just like to say I don't approve of what happened with the gentleman that was killed. However, I do not approve of the behavior of the mass people out there that are attacking their own cities. Where is the responsible, positive black people? Maybe you could say, what about Martin Luther King? He didn't act like that. That's not respectful to him or to the
people. Didn't they whack him?
Yes, they did.
There's plenty of responsible black people. I mean, the people who are protesting, not all of them are rioters. You know, you understand.
I know
that, right?
Antifa's a lot of it. I don't know. I just can't believe it.
I mean, the guy who smashed the window at AutoZone was a white guy and allegedly a police officer. So, I mean, you don't. There was a video I saw of black people trying to stop a white
person.
That's
good. I love it.
So, but, you know, let's not talk about people in groups because it's not fair.
Well, I mean, let's just say you should protest with respect for yourself, for everybody else. No violence. You cannot accomplish anything really good out of all this violence. The people.
I mean, that's true, Connie. The thing about people is human beings are barely just not apes. And I don't know if you've ever seen an angry ape, but, you know, when people get angry, they do things that they wouldn't otherwise do. And so do, you know, animals in the wild. And so
maybe they feel helpless. That's how I feel right now.
Oh, you know what they do.
Certainly. I mean, imagine living under a regime of people who kill you with impunity, who suffer no consequences when they murder you. I mean, how angry are you going to get? How angry are you going to get after the first murder? How angry are you going to get after the 100th murder? How angry are you going to get after the 1,000th murder?
And what about the Tiananmen Square all those people here in America do have the right to peacefully protest?
Yes, they do.
But that doesn't mean you should be robbing people, no matter what color you are or what color they are.
Agreed. No one should be out there robbing anybody. The looting is completely unacceptable, and it is not helping their cause.
No, it's not. Be responsible like Martin Luther King, Gandhi. Do it with peaceful, and look what they accomplished. Where are the people out there that we need some good leaders right now?
Well, I think the best example is what they did to the Minneapolis 3rd Precinct, where they surrounded the precinct, and they peacefully ran those cops right out of there, and then they peacefully set the place on fire.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe in arson. That's wrong.
Well,
that's
I don't
generally
believe in arson, but this is a criminal gang that is out there killing them, and they actually had the mercy not to kill the people, but to just kill the buildings. So I thought that was a pretty...
That was the best move they could have made.
Yeah.
any final thoughts, Connie?
I just wish that we could all come together. The people, the powers that be, like the New World Order, they want civil unrest. Don't fall for it.
That's good advice.
I don't know how they can get anything else.
I would like to see everybody coming together.
Not gonna happen.
It's certainly not gonna happen while some of us are getting, you know, murdered by the police.
I just want to be very, very careful about. I know the media wants to spin this as a racist thing, and it's not. This is not a racist thing. Everybody sees the white cop kneeling on the black guy's neck, and they're, oh, this is racism. Okay, I get that you're seeing it from that perspective, but it's the state versus not the state, right? Everybody else, right? We sit Duncan Limp, right? He was asleep. He was asleep in his bed with his wife next to him, or his pregnant girlfriend next to him. He didn't have a chance to do anything.
And he was white.
And he was white. Right? So it's not, this is not, this is not a racist thing. This is a statist thing. Statists continually murder the regular people who just want to go about and peacefully live their lives. So I want to be very, very careful that we make the point that this is not necessarily a racist thing.
I think it's a mixture of things. If you look at it, you're going to see this happening to black folks and minorities a lot more frequently. And I do think that the American police and forces are heavily infiltrated by the KKK and by just unorganized racists. I think if you're a racist in America, there's a strong incentive to become a cop, just like if you're if you're a psycho killer, there's a lot of incentive to become a cop.
Well, we do know that the police have before and probably will again recruited specifically from, you know, these Nazi-type organizations where, you know, there are obvious racists and that kind of a thing. So, yeah, I absolutely agree with you that, you know, racism can be a component of this, but...
It's not a non-factor, but it's not the whole thing either.
The larger picture is the state against you.
Yes.
What do you think? Do you think this is completely racist, or is it a statist problem? Your calls and your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE, and we'll have more of that coming up. This is the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the final segment of the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is irrelevant at this point. We have several calls holding, and so we will go right directly into your calls and your thoughts right after I tell you that I'm your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me is...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
All right, and let's just go ahead...
The phone number is irrelevant. Calling in is futile.
Let's go to the Christian Anarchist on our AMP-only call-in line. You're on the air.
Hey, I'd like to look at slavery in a little bit of a logical sense and try to distance ourselves from the emotion.
Okay, so first of all, I just want to clarify what you're talking about slavery, because in my opinion, we still have slavery. It's just that, you know, we're like free-range slaves now, as opposed to, you know, previously it was chattel slavery, right?
Yeah, I agree. We're all just on a bigger plantation right now, but I'm talking specifically about this thing with the racial divide in this country and the thing about slavery. Now, we haven't had slavery in over 150 years, mm-hmm. and that's a pretty long time. And the point I'm trying to make is that slavery is a dirty part of history, and it was practiced pretty much everywhere in the world, including Africa.
Correct.
So for us to stand here today in the 21st century and try to make all these things about something that happened 150 years ago is just totally illogical. Now, slavery still exists in the world in some places, like I understand Northern Africa and somewhere in some of those Middle Eastern
countries. And every jail in America.
And every jail, but I'm talking about regular chattel slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, my wife's grandmother was a slave in the 20th century. In the 1900s, my wife's grandmother was a slave in China. Now, wow. China practiced slavery up until like 1920 or somewhere in that way, mm-hmm. somewhere in that neighborhood. So her grandmother was an actual slave sold from one family to another, but it was Chinese people enslaving other Chinese people. So this idea of some kind of reparations or, you know, we've got to do something about what happened 150 years ago needs to be put aside. We need to start thinking about today, what we can do to make things better, and how we can move on from here. Now,
well,
really,
the persecution of black folks in America, though, didn't end with slavery.
No.
It's still going on. They're still being killed in the streets by uniformed police, and nothing happens to those cops 9 times out of 10,
which means the murders
are officially approved. And I think, I think if it was just slavery ended and that was the end of it, that would have been the end of it.
And if the government ends,
the murders
and that's the end
still
of it.
Go on.
If the government ends and that's the end of it, then great. That will be the solution.
I would be, personally, I think the federal government owes every American reparations because it's taken freedom from every American.
Yeah, and government oppression is different than slavery. So we need to stop. You know, I would like to see the conversation directed away from slavery and towards liberty. That's really the answer. We need to talk about how everybody can be free.
That's a great call.
There was a young man, only 21 years. His name was Duncan Limp, and he was not black.
Nope.
And he was shot by the cops in his sleep at 5 a.m. or whatever, with a SWAT team raid over some stupid thing.
Yep.
And all of these things, we need to realize it isn't just about race. It's about oppression, governmental oppression over the people.
Couldn't agree with you more, Gene. I appreciate the call tonight. Gene's got good points. And, of course, we talked about Duncan Limp a little bit earlier in the program today. And I can't say his name enough, really. You know, I mean, he was also killed, murdered by police in his sleep, in his own house. They didn't even do, like, a bust in the door and, you know, that way. They just started firing on the house. So it is a state problem. It is a problem of violence. There is a racial component to it. Nobody can deny that.
No, I can't.
Okay. I was just checking. Let's move on to more of your calls and your thoughts. I want to talk to Jim from Ocala, Florida. It says you're listening to WOCA. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Good evening. In 1957, President Eisenhower sent elements of the 101st Airborne Infantry to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Really?
To enforce the integration of Little Rock Central High School.
Mm-hmm. Because you're talking about the racial integration.
Yeah,
right?
The governor had called out the National Guard to keep the black folks out. And so Eisenhower sent the big boys in to let the black folks attend.
So is that the first time that you can recall or the only time that you can recall?
Maybe in his lifetime, but they probably did.
Yeah, and in my lifetime.
Previous generations.
Washington, D.C. is a whole different ball of wax.
Right.
You know, there was the bonus march in the 1930s when Hoover called out the First Army. And
wasn't that where they shot former military members?
Yes.
Veterans?
Yeah. Wow.
Veterans who were demanding the benefits they were promised had come to D.C. to protest and were shot upon.
Although they were demanding those benefits be accelerated, as I recall. So they weren't looking to have them paid as agreed. They wanted to have them paid early because of the Great Depression, possibly.
That's pretty much the story.
Yep.
But regardless, they were shot at by...
They were definitely shot at by U.S. Military.
I appreciate you calling in and sharing. Jim, did you have any final thoughts?
The riots during 1970 at the Pentagon saw United States troops called out to defend the Pentagon. I don't believe anybody was fired on. They just prevented the rioters from breaking into the Pentagon.
So another case of them protecting the government instead of protecting the citizenry, I guess.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call tonight, Jim.
All right.
Yeah. You know, the more I look at the state, the more it becomes super obvious that it is an all, you know, a harbinger of all things evil. It brings death and destruction. It's good at only a few things, and that is taking lives and taking money, generally speaking. Mm.
The only things government delivers reliably are corpses and poverty.
Let's go to Brittany calling from Palmer, Massachusetts, listening to us on freetalklive.com. Brittany. Hello? Brittany going once?
You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you? What's on your mind tonight?
So, I think that race is kind of a cover for what's actually going on, as are many things. I think that this is basically a long ploy to enact martial law, and that people were very much targeted, like different organizations were targeted, anarchists were targeted in that speech, because I'm assuming that you're talking about the speech.
Yeah.
Did you hear the presidential address?
I did not hear. I try not to was listen it the one to we politicians.
We did mention one where he was talking about bringing the military into the streets of D.C. and threatening to bring them into the other cities. Is that the one you're referring to?
The one that happened live, like, a half hour ago.
What happened? Give us a brief summary.
Yes, please.
He said...
Quickly, we have, like, a minute.
He said that he's urging all governors to deploy the frickin', what do they call it?
National Guard.
National Guard, basically. And that also said that he's immediately enacting a 7 o'clock curfew nationally.
He's enacting what?
A curfew.
Nationally?
Yeah.
Really?
From what I understood. And if people do not comply, it will be strictly reinforced and he will deploy the military. Not currently. He's sending out tens of thousands of heavily armed people to basically go stop what's going on.
Okay, so that's what we talked about earlier tonight, except I didn't hear anything about a national curfew.
Yep.
Right.
So, I mean, we did read some of those quotes about him deploying thousands of troops into D.C. To start with, and then threatening to deploy them into the other cities if the governors do not, quote, dominate enough. So I'm going to question the claim of the national curfew, but otherwise that's what we're
thanks for the call tonight, Brittany. We do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We are out of time, but remember, we are here 7 days a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you missed any of our show, you can get our archives at freetalklive.com or your favorite podcaster or out at SoundCloud. And 7 nights a week, you can call in. Have a good night, everybody.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.